on ever. Just delighted to be here speaking with you. And this evening, we have Charlene Neal, who has come. She is going to be working with your healing requests, and I'm going to be working with your requests for help from the cherubim to retrieve information from your Akashic Records, Universal Akashic Records, which are located in the center of the cosmos. Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
So what's it like in your neck of the woods?
Snowy.
Yeah, a lot going on in the weather, isn't it?
Well, but it's important.
What do you mean by that, it's important?
Well, we have to have the snow in order to have the moisture in order for things to grow.
Absolutely right. I thought you were going to give something beyond a biology lesson. I thought you were going to give us some sort of prophecy accounting here.
Of what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, it's important that we have the moisture, that's for sure.
Yes.
And I think all over the country they've been needing the moisture. It's just that it's been dumping back east pretty heavily, and it's been kind of difficult for people.
Indeed it has. Is there anything special that you want to discuss that has to do with anything that you're seeing within the earth happening or changes in that respect, Charlene?
Well, other than just what we discussed, you know, in one of the prior shows, that we need to...
Well, you know, sometimes people on prior shows are not always aware of, you know, they've come new to this show tonight.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps you might discuss one particular thing that you had in mind that you've seen. But before you do, I would just like to mention to our audience, because we do have a lot of new people who come on board, that Charlene is most gifted. Not only does she see inside the human body and work with God in the healing, she also is, an intuitive. That's a good word, don't you think, Charlene?
Yes, that's fine.
Who sees inside the planet and really does come up with a lot of interesting facts. I would say that what you're doing is remote viewing. Would you agree with that, or is another word more appropriate?
Oh, that's good. I think most people would understand that word.
Okay. So, since this is such an interesting time, Charlene, tell us about one particular thing that you think is important for people to know that has to do with your remote viewing.
Well, part of that is, you know, God showing me things that are going to occur, that are going to happen. I've also seen where some of the negative entities, or dark entities, whichever people prefer to call them, sometimes are being dispersed not only in that to God, but also I've seen where Mother Earth has taken them. And I thought, oh my goodness, what's going on here? Actually, the energy for that is dispersed into the middle of the Earth where it really cannot vibrate anymore.
Now, that's interesting. I would like just to explain that a little, because I think I'd like a little clarification myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me where I need some help understanding this. As I understand what you said, you have seen some negative forces. Now, when you say dispersed, do you mean called back into the center of the planet? Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah, that was kind of new to me. But most of the time, what you do is you've got negative vibrational frequencies, sometimes that have been placed on an individual from somebody else, mm-hmm. or they've taken it on. Most of the time we have it, you know, imposed upon us. So what happens is that negative frequency, some people call them dark spirits, some call them dark entities. There's different words that people use it for. But sometimes what happens is I find, let's say, use this as an example. If somebody has been sexually abused, a lot of times the thing that I find that is the worst part of the abuse is actually that individual that is intervening with that person that they're victimizing, a lot of times they've left a really dark entity with them. And that individual is carrying that with them. And so sometimes I see, they say, well, so-and-so's behavior pattern changed. Well, sometimes it's because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's because, and I think that's probably the biggest thing that we find when children are abused. They take on the responsibility for the abuser, the predator. They take on responsibility when the responsibility is not theirs.
You mean they're doing this unconsciously?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, subconsciously they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not consciously. Because they feel like it was their fault or their responsibility.
Yeah.
This is just an example.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they take on responsibility for what is occurring, when actually the actions were created by the predator.
Right.
And so those actions have to be taken away from the one that's been victimized.
Yes.
And if you give those actions back to God, then they don't belong to the individual anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're responsible for in that is forgiving ourselves, because we created the feelings because of their actions. It's amazing the things that happen in people's lives has occurred in your life because of those actions. You forgive yourself for them and turn around and put the positive back in.
But in essence, forgiving yourself seems to be a very difficult thing for human beings to do.
Well, that's because you're still carrying the actions.
Mm-hmm.
If you recognize that we are the creators of our life, therefore we have created the feelings that have come. Let's say that two individuals are being preyed upon by the same individual. Each one of them will have different feelings associated with it.
Yeah. And sometimes
we're giving those vibrational frequencies of our feelings and our thoughts to God.
Transmuting them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being, yeah, that's a good word. Or what some people say, we're giving them God, and he takes them away.
Mm-hmm.
Because all our feelings and all our thoughts are of a vibrational frequency.
But I would just like to add to that, though. Some people are not able to clear this and need an energy worker such as you to help them.
Yes, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have more. Well, I think we're all in that space. I've been in that space. You know, sometimes I'll call in health care line. Say, okay, here's an issue. Go in and clear this. Why? Because she has her energy working on it, my energy working on it, and God's clearing it.
Let us take a moment, Charlene, and encourage people to call in with their thoughts and perhaps clearings that they know that they need to make. And if they want to call in to have such a clearing today, the phone number here for people in the States is 877-876-5227. And in Canada, that number is...